This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Sophie Slater-Evans is the children's and family worker at Holy Trinity Lenton, Nottingham. She speaks about setting up the only holiday club in the area, which attracted 40 children each day. Sophie, your church had a holiday club last week for local children. Can you explain why the church decided to put on the club?
We decided to do it because we know in the area there aren't really any children's activities that happen. So for us, it was a great way to meet that need. But also, from my point of view, it was a great chance for us to get to know more children and families within the community.
And how did you go about organising and funding it?
So funding, my vicar had been sent an email from an organisation that were funding children's holiday activities in the area. So we decided to apply for that. And organisation-wise, I generally made a lot of lists and kind of worked through my list, and so started with getting volunteers and knowing how many kids I could take through volunteers, and then figuring out what activities we were going to do. And the model that I used was based on a model that I've done before with a friend who runs activity weeks. So I just adapted adapted his format and then added in our own activities based on what we wanted to look at for the week. We'd worked out that if we had 5 adults, we could take 40 children. So we started with that, and so we ended up with a team of 5 of us. And then closer to the club, about a month before, we then put an appeal out to church and said, can anyone volunteer, even if it's just preparing snacks or doing registration?
What sort of fun things were you putting on for them?
So we had different activities in the morning that they rotated around. So we had a craft activity. We had outdoor games where they just had a chance to run around and burn some energy off. And then we did a team challenge. So they had different challenges that in their groups they'd then break down into other groups and do. And then we had stories, and we did a song, and we watched a movie at lunchtime. And then in the afternoon we did some drama activity.
Could you just give specific examples of some of the activities they were doing? You mentioned sort of some teamwork and things. What sort of things were they doing?
Yeah, so with the team challenge, on the first day, the activity was to make an outfit for a team member out of toilet roll. So they had one, they would split into groups within their teams, and then they'd have a toilet roll, and someone would stand in the middle and they'd have to wrap them up and make them an outfit out of the toilet roll. And then we had things like building spaghetti towers out of Play-Doh and spaghetti, and it's usually done with marshmallow, but the area we live in, or that we work in, is quite a Muslim populated area, so we were aware that we have to be careful, so we couldn't use things like marshmallows because they're not halal. And then we did newspaper towers one day, and for craft activities we made invitations for parents to come and see a show on the final afternoon. We made sheep cupcakes, and we made sheep with card and wool, and then we had a climbing frame outside for them to just run around on, and giant Jenga for them to use and connect for.
Brilliant. Did you say you put on a show for the parents?
Yeah, so in the afternoon the children did a drama based on the story which we'd done on the first day, which was The Prodigal Son. So they could tell it however they wanted to, however they interpreted the story was up to them. And in their groups, they were practicing and rehearsing a show to show their parents. So some groups had a little bit more than others had. But parents were invited on the Friday afternoon to come and see what the kids had done and for the children to tell their parents what their favourite week part of the week had been.
What sort of feedback did you get from the children and their parents?
The children really loved it, which is really encouraging, actually. They really enjoyed it. And on the Friday, they were saying, oh, why is this the last day? And some of them had said, oh, we'll see you tomorrow. And a lot of my volunteers said, no, you won't.
Aww.
You won't see us tomorrow. And parents were quite encouraging as well. There were a few parents that I spoke to that had said, oh, we'll, we look forward to coming back after Holiday Club, which is encouraging that they want us to be doing more as a church for the families and for adults as well. And when we asked the children, they gave ear-piercing screams that they were having a good time.
That's brilliant. Finally, last question. What impact do you think the club had on the community as a whole?
I think it's brought the community a little bit closer together. From what one of the parents was saying to me, who was also a volunteer, she said that there was a bit more of a community spirit because parents were bringing their children and then they were talking afterwards whilst they were waiting to pick them up or whilst they were dropping them off. But I think it shows that people do care about what happens to the children in the holidays, and it shows that people are willing to give up their time to invest in the children and the families by saying, we've got a building, we've got a worker, we'll put on a holiday club for children to come to. Parents, you can go to work, you don't have to stay with your children. It's made the community a lot more aware, I think, that we want to do things to meet those needs. And it was just nice to get involved in the community a bit more and to serve the community, which is something that, as a church, we want to be doing.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.